plug in. Because the self likes to fit, to see itself replicated, to belong. That confirms its existence and its importance.
Family comes in all shapes, colors, and sizes, but mine especially. That is why I chose to interview two very special members, my mother and my aunt. Can you describe the neighborhood you grew up in?
Basically, it was a white working class neighborhood, and we were the only minority that lived.
We pretty much had every nationality in our neighborhood. You know, we were like the international flag yourself. Every time one of us walked up the door, they didn't know where we came from or who we were or what we related.
My aunt was the second youngest child, and my mother was the fourth, the middle child, which means they were raised during different time periods, and the neighborhood was possibly changing, which had a huge effect on the diversity. Describe her first racial encounter, and this is what she had to say about it.
And the girls I used to play with said, "Oh, there's a new girl on the block, let's go play with her." So anyway, we went around to play with her, we took her dolls, and then when I sat down on the step, the little girl said, "She's a nigger." And my friend said, "No, she's not, she's Donna." So anyway, I ran home, we all ran home and told what the little girl said, and we weren't allowed to play with her anymore. She was new to the neighborhood, and my mother didn't like what she said, and the rest of the neighbors didn't like what she said.
Can you describe how you felt in this moment?
I felt like, who was she to call me a name? To try to degrade me when she was the person who just came. She was new to the block. And all before then, no one ever mentioned my color, ever, or made any reference to it. So it was a rude awakening to me that day. But other than that, didn't bother me much because my mother went around there and talked to the girl, and I wasn't allowed to play with her anymore because that's what my mother said.
My aunt doesn't recall having a racial encounter in the neighborhood, but maybe that was due to her yellow skin. Did you ever feel like you didn't belong in your own household?
Oh, never, never at all. I just figured I was just one part of the rainbow bunch, you know? So, yeah, I just thought we were all crazy, you know, we were all mixed up like a bunch of Skittles.
No, because people always pointed out, people always asked me where I came from because I didn't look like any of them. They wanted to know how I was their sister. Was that your brother? Is that your sister? Is that your mother? And then my stepfather, he was a white-looking Hispanic man. His skin was very white. He was mistaken for a white man. And he was actually, because he spoke broken English, then they knew he wasn't white. But when we first went to the neighborhood, he's the one that went for the house. My mother didn't go. So they thought he was white.
So do you feel like not belonging hindered you from finding your true identity and being comfortable with who you are?
I wouldn't say I didn't belong to outsiders. They thought I didn't belong. I was comfortable where I was.
Oh yeah, that's something that my mom has told me to teach in every one of us. Be proud of who you are, stand strong. If you don't stand for anything, you fall for everything. So be strong, be a soldier, and carry on.
I started to wonder if my mother's comfortability kind of made her colorblind.
I thought of colors. It didn't. Color never came into my mind. What color they were, what color I was. Because the lady I called Aunt Pat, who crossed me across the street, I called her Aunt Pat. She was all white. No one ever told me that wasn't not my aunt. But she wasn't my aunt. She was just a good neighbor. And when I was going to school, I would just say, they'd say, who that is? Who is that? And she would hug me on the way to school and hug me on the way home while I crossed with all the other kids. And they'd say, and I'd tell them, that's my Aunt Pat. Nobody ever said anything. Until I got older, I realized that could have never been my Aunt Pat.
Your experiences that you experienced as a child influenced how you were as a young adult in college?
Yes, because I was open to all races and different type of people, because that's what I grew up with.
My mother touches on this idea of comfort, and she says it stems from how diverse her household was. And I wonder, even though she may have not noticed the difference between her and her brothers and sisters, maybe her siblings noticed.
My older sister, my older sister used to act funny when she was around all her white friends, because she looked Spanish. She would sometimes speak and sometimes she wouldn't.
So when you say speak, she would sometimes speak to you?
See me, right, see me on the street, and if she was with her friends, sometimes I could tell that she didn't want people to know that I was her sister because I was too dark.
You said your older sister, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What was your older sister?
Sheree.
What was her ethnic background?
She was Chinese and Jamaican. Her father was Chinese and Jamaican.
So her skin color was very light? She passed for white?
No, she never passed for white.
What did she pass as?
She didn't pass. There's acceptance of her because of her being Asian and Jamaican, not Black American.
Did you experience any other maybe racial encounters with your brothers and sisters?
Of a beautiful rainbow with all different diversities and nationalities. It's just not black and white.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole big mixture out there. So get with it, people.
Rather have been around people that look like me.
And why is that?
Because then I wouldn't stand out so different. People wouldn't always be asking me questions. Every time, is that your father? Because he was white looking, are those your sisters and brothers? What do you do with your hair? Because my hair was totally different from theirs. Just a whole.
My mother's story has always been inspiring to me. Even after hearing it millions of times, I just find it so uplifting that you can feel comfortable. In the beginning of this audio, I played a snippet of Thandi Newton's TED Talk on the idea of belonging. During Thandi Newton's speech, she came to the conclusion that belonging confirms our self-existence. Thandi makes it clear that we have to belong. We were created to love and to be loved. When we don't belong, we feel uncomfortable because our natural desire was not satisfied. But why is it that we feel out of place when we don't see people that look like us? This can be due to our lack of exposure to different cultures, our experience, media that stereotypes, and taught racism. In my personal experience, I have had few encounters with this uncomfortable feeling, but the time that was most memorable for me was when I was 9 years old. My mom and I had gone on our first trip to Disney World. We stayed in this golden, luxurious hotel and planned to go swimming each day. It was the first thing we did upon arriving. I ran down to the pool, but before testing the water with my small brown feet, I couldn't help but notice the large contrast between my dark skin and the people's rosy pink cheeks. I refused to get into the pool because I felt so insecure in this environment I wasn't used to. It wasn't until a young black family came and I felt comfortable because I could identify with them due to the simple fact we looked alike. My outlook has changed dramatically throughout my life. I have attended many diverse schools in areas I've never knew existed. I've also had more interaction with my family members on my mother's side. Today, my identity is not based solely on the color of my skin, but is a combination of my life experiences.